The terrorist attacks of September 11th, 2001 affected Americans in many different ways. For one poet, it completely changed the focus of his writing. Public Radio's Rich Egger reports.
The poet is John Mann. He's a former teacher at Western Illinois University. He's received numerous awards for his teaching and writing. His first book of poems is Abel Baker Charlie. He says he spent about 10 years working on the pieces in the book.
The poems arose for me after 9/11, and in those tough years of early years of Bush II, when we were involved in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, it was a very difficult period. And in fact, the university lost students early on in that war, and so we were all very upset about that. And for me, the poems were a way of trying to come to grips with that and trying to understand a very difficult period and finding a way through those times.
You said these poems cover about 10 years worth of time, or were written over a 10-year period. Do you ever go back and look at a poem that you wrote several years ago and perhaps make some changes to it?
I do. Yes, I do. Although these poems arose differently from my previous work. My previous work, I basically wrote nature poems, and they were fine. I mean, I liked them, but looking back on that pre-9/11 work, it strikes me as fairly conventional. And these new poems had a greater intensity for me and were more firmly engaged with the life of history and the political process and so on and the things we were going through. And also, they happened very quickly for me. They were revised, of course, but I wrote a lot of them, especially in the first 5 or 6 years of that period.
Did you surprise yourself to find yourself suddenly writing about such a different subject matter and that the poems seemed to be coming out of you so quickly?
I was surprised, Rich. It was a very different experience. I was teaching at the university at the time, and but writing constantly and often late at night. And They were unusual poems for me in that they often started with a title and something I had never done before, and my process changed. And the voice that emerged was, under the pressure of these more public events, was very different. And for a poet, the challenge is to find your voice. And I felt with these new poems that I really had found an authentic voice.
What about your earlier work? Did it in some way help you or inform what you eventually started writing once you found your voice?
Well, sure. I mean, I think all writers will tell you that they have a long apprenticeship, and that was certainly true for me, especially in view of the fact that I started writing rather late. Most poets start writing as teenagers, but I started writing seriously in my mid-40s. And luckily, I was also asked by my department to teach in our creative writing program. We had to have a minor program, and working with students was really encouraging to me. In my own work. And the new poems certainly have an involvement in nature and an engagement with the world. I think most poets will tell you that it's all about loving the world, being engaged in it, finding a sense of what reality is. So, yeah, I think the earlier work certainly in some ways led to the later work.
What inspired you in your mid-40s to start writing poetry?
Well, I think I probably always wanted to, but I think various various things happen to you when you're in the middle years. Personal crises, new challenges, and so on drive you in different directions.
John Mann is author of Abel Baker Charlie. The book of short poems won the National Poetry Review Book Prize and was published by that organization. He'll read from the book at Western Illinois University Wednesday night at 7 in the third floor auditorium of Sherman Hall. Mann says he writes every day. He says a new poem is posted every Sunday to his website, johnmannpoems.com. Rich Egger reporting.